I scrambled up and covered the 100 meters in 12 amplified strides. The craters were practically large enough to hide a scout ship, some 10 meters in diameter. I jumped to the opposite side of the hole and landed next to a fellow named Chin. He didn't even look around when I landed, just kept scanning the base for signs of life. Team A, 10 meters past Team B, down in line. Just as he finished, the building in front of us burped, and a salvo of the bubbles fanned out toward our lines. Most people saw it coming and got down, but Chin was just getting up to make his rush and stepped right into one. It grazed the top of his helmet and disappeared with a faint pop. He took one step backwards and toppled over the edge of the crater, trailing an arc of blood and brains. Lifeless, spread-eagled, he slid halfway to the bottom, shoveling dirt into the perfectly symmetrical hole where the bubble had chewed indiscriminately through plastic, hair, skin, bone, and brain. "Everybody hold it. Platoon leaders, casualty report. Check. Check, check. Check, check, check. Check. We have 3 deaders. Wouldn't be any if you'd have kept low. So everybody grab dirt when you hear that thing go off. Team A, complete the rush." They completed the maneuver without incident. "Okay, Team C, rush to where B. Hold it. Down." Everybody was already hugging the ground. The bubbles slid by in a smooth arc about 2 meters off the ground. They went serenely over our heads, and except for one that made toothpicks out of a tree, disappeared in the distance. "B, rush past A 10 meters. C, take over B's place. You B grenadiers, see if you can reach the flower." 2 grenades tore up the ground 30 or 40 meters from the structure. In a good imitation of panic, it started belching out a continuous stream of bubbles, still none coming lower than 2 meters off the ground. We kept hunched down and continued to advance. Suddenly a seam appeared in the building and widened to the size of a large door. Torrens came swarming out. "Grenadiers, hold your fire. B-team, laser fire to the left and right. Keep 'em bunched up. A and C, rush down the center." 1 Torren died trying to run through a laser beam. The others stayed where they were. In a suit, it's pretty awkward to run and keep your head down at the same time. You have to go from side to side, like a skater getting started. Otherwise, you'll be airborne. At least 1 person, somebody in A-team, bounced too high and suffered the same fate as Chin.